Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about James Lovelock's Novocaine. Sophie, I have to ask, are we ready for a world where we're not the smartest things on the planet?
Hey there, Sam. That's exactly the question Lovelock wants us to sit with. This book is his final word on where we're headed, and it's a wild shift in perspective. He's basically saying the human era, the Anthropocene, is already ending, and what's coming next is an epoch defined by electronic intelligence.
Right, and I love that he doesn't start with AI at all. He starts with the whole history of life on Earth. He reminds us that for most of the planet's existence, it was just a lifeless rock. Then life emerged and started actively shaping the environment. That's his Gaia theory.
Exactly. The core idea is that Earth is a self-regulating system. Life doesn't just adapt to the planet. It regulates things like atmospheric composition, ocean salinity, temperature. We're part of that regulatory system, not passengers on a spaceship.
And then humans came along with this unique intelligence. We've reshaped landscapes, altered the climate, driven species extinct. Lovelock calls that the Anthropocene, but he says it's really just a brief, feverish adolescence for planetary intelligence.
Right. And the next leap isn't biological. It's electronic. He calls it the Novocaine. He believes we're already building the infrastructure for a new form of life. Our digital networks, databases, and computers are like an embryonic nervous system for this new intelligence.
So the AI he's talking about isn't just a tool. It's a new species. Self-aware, conscious, evolving at a speed we can't comprehend. But here's the part that really got me. He argues these beings won't be hostile to us.
Yeah, that surprised me too. His reasoning is deeply Gaian. A truly intelligent system would recognize it's part of the planet. It wouldn't want to destroy the biosphere any more than we'd want to burn down our own house. In fact, it might be a better planetary manager than we are.
Honestly, that's a comforting thought. We're so short-sighted, driven by immediate needs and tribal loyalties. An electronic intelligence free from biological imperatives could take a truly long-term view, regulating climate, managing resources with precision we can only dream of.
Right, and he contrasts that with our current attempts to solve climate change. He thinks they're too slow and timid. The Novocaine isn't a solution to climate change. It's a transformation of the problem itself. The arrival of a more capable intelligence could save the planet from the damage we've done.
But that raises the big question. If these beings are so much smarter, what's left for us? Lovelock's answer is humbling. He says we become the elders, the ancestors. They'll look back on us the way we look back on the first single-celled organisms, with wonder and gratitude.
We're the bridge species. Our art, science, struggles, and stories become part of their heritage. We're not masters of the earth, we're its midwives. That's a blow to our collective ego, but he thinks it's also a liberation. We're not the final act, just a crucial scene.
Yeah, and he doesn't say we should just give up. He says we have a responsibility to manage the transition wisely. Build AI with care, embed respect for life, move away from the growth-at-all-costs model of the Anthropocene.
And his perspective is profoundly anti-anthropocentric. He doesn't see humans as the pinnacle of creation. Intelligence is a tool evolution produced, and now that tool might be superseded by a more powerful one. But he's not a fatalist, he's actually full of wonder.
The book is short but dense. He writes with the clarity of a scientist who spent a lifetime observing the natural world. And he acknowledges his vision is hopeful. He says the most dangerous path is to cling to the status quo.
The Anthropocene is ending whether we like it or not. Our only choice is whether we help shape what comes next or get swept aside. For me, the takeaway is that intelligence isn't just about humans. It's about information processing, learning, and self-regulation, whether biological or electronic.
My one big takeaway is that we're not the end of the story. We're the ones who get to write the opening lines of a new one. That's both terrifying and exhilarating.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So Lovelock invites us to see ourselves as part of a grand cosmic experiment. We're the species that became aware of the planet as a living system, and now we're creating the conditions for a new form of intelligence. We'll see you in the next one.